News. I'm Skip Kelly. Residents in parts of coastal North Carolina and Virginia experienced flooding Saturday after Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall near a North Carolina barrier island. She brought rain, damaging winds, and dangerous surges. Ophelia is expected to sweep northeast Sunday along the mid-Atlantic coast to New Jersey. At 7:44 tonight, the National Hurricane Center said that Ophelia had slowed to become a tropical depression, which is a weak form of a tropical storm, and all storm surge and tropical storm warnings had been discontinued. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. The increase was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far, the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a government shutdown. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is set to visit Detroit on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of United Auto Workers. The union has expanded its strike of assembly plants for General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis to include parts distribution centers for two of the automakers in 20 states. This puts more than 18,000 workers on the picket lines. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy proclaims today as Bruce Springsteen Day in tribute to the New Jersey-born rock icon. Murphy believes that if anyone merits a day in their honor, it's Bruce Springsteen, and it's fitting that September 23rd is also the rock legend's birthday. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen in the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He denies all the allegations. In today's social media-dominated landscape, unconventional career paths are emerging, some of which might not appear as traditional jobs. A recent Morning Consult study reveals that 53% of Generation Z believe that they have the potential to earn a substantial income as social media influencers.
It is someone who posts on social media to influence others, whether it's to buy products and to share ideas, what have you. That is generally, I think, a high-level definition of an influencer.
Ellen Briggs, a branding analyst at Morning Consult, supports this notion, emphasizing that individuals with a substantial following can monetize through avenues like product placements, endorsements, and affiliate programs. More than 83,000 cases of Kraft Singles American cheese slices have been recalled because of a choking hazard. The products under recall have expiration dates between January 10th and 27th of next year. Kraft Heinz said people shouldn't eat it and can return it for an exchange or a refund. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.